I like it.
I love it.
Sad.
Angry.
Share it. Retweet it.
My feed.
It sounds like a nightmare. First, it seems mice have taken over regional New South Wales, and now it appears spiders have conquered parts of Victoria. If you've seen the pictures, you'll know just how horrifying it looks. Here to talk us through this and her feed, which is clearly horror, Matilda Bosley joins us, Guardian reporter and co-host of the podcast Old Boys Club. Welcome.
Hi, good to be here. Now, you're excited to discuss this.
Yeah, of course you are. Now, you're leading the Guardian's TikTok coverage, is that right?
I'm trying to make my way on the platform. The spiders have not been popular amongst the American audience that the TikToks end up making their way to. I don't think this has done any wonders for Australia's tourism industry, really.
So where are these spiders? Talk me through them.
So basically, after the flash flooding in Gippsland, a lot of the spiders who were living on the ground, the vagrant hunters is what they call them, didn't want to drown, understandably, so climbed up to the trees, spitting out this really thin web, and it's created these alien-like landscapes of sort of like sheets of spider webs just sort of draped across the trees and road signs and everything. It genuinely looks like something out of a sci-fi horror film, really.
The pictures are really, really alarming. Let's just get a taste of what that sounds like.
Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
That sort of song gives me the feeling that it's sweet and the spiders are lovely, but you're saying that it's horrific.
My gut reaction was horrific. I feel like, spider experts might say that it's actually, a really healthy sign that we've got a good ecosystem going on. All these spiders are helping us. Apparently, the ones in the net are not venomous. Apparently, none of them will hurt you, but I do not trust it, and I wouldn't go near it at all, ever.
Ever. Now, while on the topic of plagues, are there any updates on that mouse plague that's been affecting farmers in New South Wales? Because, like, we've got a bit of action in this country at the moment, don't we?
Genuinely, we're looking at the sort of numbers plateauing. But unfortunately for the people in this area, the mice plague colonies have started popping up in Victoria too. So the people in Gippsland are having to deal with that sort of double whammy. Although it must be said, a spider plague, although horrifying, would be infinitely preferable to a mouse plague, at least from an ecological point of view.
From an ecological point of view, yeah.
Yeah.
To me,
not for nightmares.
To me, equal horror. Yeah. And at the same time, just take me out. Let's move on to a more personal story about ADHD and TikTok. There's a growing trend of people finding videos like these on their feed.
ADHD in girls. Just like how ADHD looks different between children and adults, ADHD looks different between boys and girls. While ADHD is equally common between girls and boys, girls are significantly underdiagnosed for a number of reasons. For one, girls are much more likely to have the inattentive presentation, which goes unnoticed compared to the more disruptive, hyperactive presentation, which is more common in boys.
Okay, Matilda, you're one of the people who saw videos like this. Tell me about what happened after they kept appearing on your feed.
Yeah, definitely. It was a bit of a kind of slow growth, really. You'd see one or two, and then clearly the algorithm realized that I was sort of interested in these pretty deeply because they kept just serving me more and more and more, to the point where I had seen enough of them that I actually realized, like, no, wait a second, I'm relating to pretty much every one of these videos, especially when I was sort of seeing women talk about ADHD for the first time. So I ended up actually booking in a session with my GP, and they got a referral to a psychologist, then to a psychiatrist. Anyway, several months later, and it turns out TikTok was actually right, and sort of at, 23, 24, I found out that I'd been living with undiagnosed ADHD my whole life and sort of has been a huge change in my life now, being able to actually get that diagnosis and start treatment. All because of TikTok, which is almost kind of embarrassing to say.
Not at all. I mean, it's actually a useful purpose for TikTok. I'm glad to hear it. You wrote about it for The Guardian. What response did you get?
I got it was an amazing response, actually. So many messages from women saying, no, this exact same thing has happened to me. And that, you know, you'd Google ADHD when you sort of have inklings, you know, maybe in your late teens or your early 20s. And everything that comes up is talking about, you know, what ADHD looks like in, you know, six-year-old boys and how to deal with that in the classroom. And it really wasn't, I mean, for me, and it seems for a huge number of other people, mostly women, until you see these videos of adults actually talking about what ADHD is like and how ADHD presents in women, that kind of the coin drops and, you know, suddenly the people are seeking diagnosis. So it seems like this is not just my bizarre experience at all. It's actually a kind of real phenomenon that's happening at the moment.
Well, it's incredible. Okay, worth reading your piece too. All right, let's move on, because all this chat about, you know, essentially mental health leads us very nicely into our next topic. Comedian Bo Burnham has got this new Netflix special called Inside, and everyone on your socials is talking about it. Let's have a listen first.
Is this heaven?
So for those listeners who may not be familiar, who is Bo and what is Inside about?
So Bo Burnham has been a comedian that sort of pops up every 5 or so years, takes the world by storm, and then kind of retreats back a little bit. And he basically uses a lot of music within his comedy, and he dropped this surprise special on Netflix called Inside, which was filmed totally within, I think it's the one room sort of granny flat out the back of his home. He filmed it all himself during quarantine, and it's sort of really being held up as kind of the peak, I guess, of what sort of quarantine COVID art can actually look like. I feel like Inside has really definitely struck a chord, to the point where it's absolutely impossible to find anything else on my feed, at least at the moment. Everything has one of the, you know, 20 or so songs in that special as the backing music to it at the moment. And I think the thing that's really, really drawn people to this piece of work is it, to a certain degree, documents Bo Burnham's own struggles with mental health throughout lockdown. And you see how the months sort of take their toll on him. And, you know, it's the first time that I think it's really been displayed on screen.
Before we go, recommendations. What should we do with our time based on what you've been doing?
I have a bit of a weird one, but the last couple of days I've been obsessed with this YouTube channel called Wendover Productions, which is just this guy who makes video essays about the logistics of aviation schedules. Oh. And that sounds ridiculous. But it's so interesting. Like, there's a whole video about why, like, little airplanes that go to ski resorts are going to, it's going to be better for them to become electrical. It's talking about why, how Amazon does all their timetable. I'm making it sound terribly boring. Trust me, it's unbelievably interesting and you will waste days on it.
That's fantastic. All right, Matilda, you've certainly got me interested. Yeah, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Matilda Bosley is a Guardian reporter and the co-host of the podcast Old Boys Club. This is RN Drive. Up next, it's The Drawing Room.